Hey, everybody, welcome to Hey Man. I am Josh.
I am Jacob.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on with you?
No, not much. Just, well, you got really excited real quick. What happened?
One thing I wanted, because we talk about what we want to talk about.
Did you forget something?
I forgot something I wanted to mention to you. Also, we didn't drive over here together today.
So we didn't do that.
But we're going to do it live next time.
Okay.
You know what? A couple people reached out to me and said, after last week's episode,
what?
We missed Jacob saying, do something good for someone today.
Oh, you know, I have stopped saying that. I forgot about that. I will bring that back. I will make sure I say that at the end of every episode.
I
always make sure I'm doing our sign-offs because, oh, well, I know today you came from the gym, so I know energy is going to be high for about 20 minutes and then you might crash.
Yo, dude, can I just tell you for real at my age, how good Pilates is?
That's great.
Have I told you how good it is?
You say it every week.
On here?
Nope, just to me.
Oh.
Just to me.
Yo, dude, legit, it's the best. If there's, and I would say anybody over the age of 40, if you can, you should be, and you can, because you can do Matt Pilates off of YouTube.
Right.
You should be working this into your routine. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely should. And I've had more and more people recently asking me about health, what I eat, how I work out. And I will say this. People ask like it's a secret. It's
not.
Pretty simple, everybody. Yeah. It's the same thing everybody else is going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Cut down on the sugar, cut down on the carbs. Yep. Increase the protein. I would say increase the fat.
Exercise.
And exercise.
Yeah.
It's not like a...
It's not a crazy equation.
Yeah. It's less about what you're supposed to do and more about what you're willing to do. To balance out your expectations with reality. Just be like, yo...
It's going to take some time. It's not something that happens overnight.
The other thing I will say that I found out, ready? And then we can move on to some funnier stuff. That some people are like, I work out and I eat well, and I'm still, there are environmental toxins that when you inhale them, they turn into estrogen in your body. So no matter how much you work out or how well you're eating, it like as a dude, if you have too much estrogen, you just have too much estrogen.
Right.
And so I found that out. I don't listen to music anymore. I just listen to information.
Yeah.
It's annoying to you because I just regurgitate it to you all day.
Yep. a lot of people listening as well as me.
Yeah.
Probably lost track of thought in the last minute or two.
I don't think so. I kept it pretty concise.
That's what you think.
I didn't keep that concise.
How long was that?
That was, what, 2 minutes? 3 minutes? 3.5 minutes? 5 minutes?
By the way, if it was 3.5 minutes, it was 3 minutes too long.
What?
Now, I was listening, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I also hear that from you all the time.
But why don't you take it? Why don't you?
I do take it.
Why don't you?
I take it.
Why don't you do it?
I just don't use it.
How come you don't do it?
Because I'm an adult and I can make my own choices.
Yeah, but if I told you that just taking this pill makes you healthy, you wouldn't take it?
I would, but that's not the case, is it?
Well, it is. I mean, if you think of food as a pill.
Yeah. I mean, not really.
Yeah.
Because there's, I don't know, like if it was just like, take this pill and you'll be healthy, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Because that's it. But it's not that.
Yeah, but it is kind of.
Not really.
The pill is just bigger and you have to chew it and it comes in a meal form.
Yeah. I do that every day though.
Yeah, but not in the...
correct way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that may be true.
It just baffles me that none of my kids, because you know, I'm a bit of a psycho. Maybe that's why.
It is why. We were not controlled, but there was
a candy drawer in our house, bro.
Yeah, but there was a lot of things we couldn't go buy, that you wouldn't buy for the house in the grocery store.
Like what?
And by the way, that candy, don't say there was a candy drawer like you replenished the candy all the time. You guys replenished your black licorice and dark chocolate, but the candy that was in there was our leftover Halloween candy from the year before. So don't act like it was some fucking special thing that you guys made.
It ended up just being all Almond Joys and Mounds.
Exactly. So like, shit, it didn't, it wasn't a special thing.
That's not true. You remember when Skittles used to send me backpacks of Skittles?
Yeah, and then guess who ate all of the Skittles?
Me.
Yeah, exactly. And guess who just got the backpack?
You.
Me. Which was great. I don't know where it is anymore, if I gotta be honest. Cool Skittles backpack.
Yeah.
But also, there were certain flavors of Skittles you didn't eat. You only ate the regular Skittles. So every time I went back, all there was left was the blue and the purple pack. And I didn't want those. I wanted the regular ones.
But wait a second. Let's get back. You think me being a psycho is why none of three of you either work out or eat well?
Well, Trev, I can't say anything for. Because he didn't...
He wasn't with us.
He didn't live with us.
Right.
And also, he was in the Army. So I don't know. That might also be something very strict that he came out of and was like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
For me, and Caitlin probably as well, whenever we were in the house, like there was never any soda allowed in the house.
Right.
There was never any sugar cereal, right. Like fruit snacks, fruit roll-ups, any of the things that you could think of that I would want one of, like in my lunch
at school. But there was dessert in the house. There was ice cream and shit. We made sure there was dessert after dinner.
Not every time.
There was always dessert in the house.
Yeah, but I couldn't just go into this pantry and just grab a thing of fruit snacks if I wanted, and that was it.
No, that was reserved for a certain time.
Right, and guess what? Right when I moved out, that's what I did. I brought all the things that I wasn't allowed to have in the house growing up, and I stocked my place with it.
Okay, how about this?
Because of the fact that it's like our thing where it's like, strict parents create sneaky kids, right?
Yes.
We had freedom for everything, except the food that we could have in the house.
Okay.
So when I moved out, I went straight for that.
I'll take that.
And it's not a bad thing, because look, we still ate great. Like, we still had good things in the house and stuff that tasted good. And you're right, there was dessert and that candy drawer. But again, Halloween candy gets stale after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, so we had some Halloween candy from the early 2000s.
Because here's the thing also, we never cleaned it out. We just refilled it every year.
Yeah.
So there was candy in that drawer from a long time ago.
An athlete. Why aren't you? I'm not saying you need to look.
Why are you bouncing your pecs while you talk? I'm just looking at your face, but I'm just watching you bounce your pecs while you talk. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I know you went to the gym and you're feeling a little good. I know you're feeling a little good, but you're going to tire yourself out if you do that for the whole podcast.
I was just,
by the way, your arm things are also up again if you want them.
My arm things. Oh yeah. Yeah. So let me add, but why, but
as an athlete, right? That's fine. I was an athlete.
Yeah.
I still consider myself an athlete. What is happening over here?
I haven't decided yet.
You might be a little high up so it doesn't go under the... There you go. Better?
Yeah. I don't like being this low, though. That doesn't look good on camera either. That looks better.
Good?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I've been an athlete my whole life.
Yes.
But I am not right now in Vegas. It is 100 and whatever outside.
Yeah.
So... Also, I mean, I could go play indoor basketball somewhere, but...
You can just go work out.
That too, also. But right now, I am just not heavily in that phase. So right now, I'm in a phase of...
Yeah, but it's so good for you!
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I will absolutely get to it. That's all I'll say on that note.
Yeah. I mean, listen, dude. This is all I can tell you. I look at my mom and dad. And Grandpa turned 87.
Right.
You called him?
I called him.
Okay. And he's in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know quality of life, you know, right. I just know quality of life. And I know your body, the longer you go without your body moving.
Right.
Like as long as you're doing it a lot when you're younger, your body jumps back into it.
Right.
But it's like you have to train it. Retrain it how to do it the longer you take off.
Yeah, I also think maybe it's part of me that like I was an athlete my whole entire life growing up.
Yes, you were.
Through high school.
Yep.
Like if I look at it, my senior year, I played three sports.
Yep.
Two of them weren't even teams before I got to that school.
Yep.
In my other high school, I ran track all 3 years or 2 years before I left. I played football. I played year-round baseball growing up, basketball, flag football. Like I think more also it's like I think I just wanted a break for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I think I've just been going so hard and so fast, my like all the way up until 21. Cause like, look, when I was in LA, I was still playing in men's leagues. Like every other season, I would hop in a men's league and go play once a week. But sometimes games were on Sundays and I missed a lot of those leagues because we'd be flying back in. And that was just the part of it. But I also think like I got hurt a lot, not like hurt, but like,
yeah, but what about just the gym?
Absolutely. I'm not lying. I should be going to the gym,
by the way.
But also, I think it's just part of me is like, I just want to chill out.
Do you know, I was thinking about this. You're so much better of an athlete than I was.
I played a lot of sports.
The only thing in any sport that I did better than you
is hit a baseball.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Hands down.
Without a doubt. And
it's just one. It was just the one thing it was just confidence thing.
I would have guessed going in that it would have been hitting a baseball and tracking down a ball in the outfield. But turns out you were better than that.
Look, man, I held down the mound and I held down the outfield.
Phenomenal.
Those are my two favorite places to be. I wanted to be the coach. I wanted to be captain of the outfield and center field. And I wanted to be captain on the infield on the mound.
Have we told the story on here about you being the bat boy for teams?
Probably not. But hold on. I got some.
Okay.
I have some things I want to talk
about. Back to it, but just pin in it. Jacob was a bat boy for the Red Sox, the Cardinals.
The Diamondbacks. I thought Justin Upton was going to kill me that day.
Yeah. But amazing. And we have some great pictures. Maybe we'll post
those. Else?
And the email is heymanpod, no exclamation point.
With heymanpod with three A's and three man A's. At gmail.com.
Guys, heymanpod, three A's. At gmail.com. Heymanpod, three A's at gmail.com. We're going to start answering your questions.
Mm-hmm. So send them in so we can.
And you can ask us anything.
Yep.
So feel free to send them in. Comedian, by the way, comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates.
And ticket links.
Des Moines, Iowa. It's a combination of Idaho and Iowa. Iowa sounds like a character in Star Wars.
It sounds like Ottawa, kind of. With an I.
Isn't there something in Star Wars called like an Idowa? Idowa? Idowa?
Ewok?
No, like Idowa. I just said it again.
It's the definition of madness. He just says the same thing over and over and over again until hopefully one of the times I'm like, you know what? That's right, actually. But it's never right.
Do you know what it is? I just keep hoping for something different to come out.
And your brain is stuck on one singular thing. And you're like, part of your brain is like, I want to say something different because I know that's right, not right. Other part of your brain is like, it's right, motherfucker. Keep saying the same thing.
I just keep expecting something else to come out and it doesn't. Idowa? No.
That time you just said Ottawa.
Nope. Isn't there something like a young Ottawa? Ottawa?
Well, this Padawan?
Pat's the one.
I had nothing to say to you. Let's move on. So, comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates and tickets.
We're going to
Joshua Comedy on all platforms. Well, we're going to be in
Des Moines, Iowa
when you guys hear this. When you hear this, we will be in Des Moines, Iowa the next week.
And then the end of the month, we're in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, is that the last weekend?
Cannot wait.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
And the beginning of August, we're Pittsburgh, we're Erie, Pennsylvania. Then we're one night only in Nashville on August 6th.
Pittsburgh.
You guys know what the deal is. And if you're in Vegas on Mondays, those shows have been crazy. They've been so good.
You have a lot of fun.
Yeah. We've been selling a bunch of tickets down there.
Good.
So kimmelscomedyclub.com. If you're in Vegas on a Monday night, come out to the show. And there's some big things coming up for Jacob and I. We need to name the UK European tour today by the end of the day. So we'll discuss it on the podcast, but you go first with what you want to talk
about. Okay. I'll start thinking about that. So Iman and I, what?
And thank you all so much. The number of people that are subscribing, that means you guys, because it's not like we're on doing a bunch of podcasts.
Right.
That means you guys are spreading the word. And so thank you so much. The comments on iTunes are great. The ratings are great. Please continue to download and rate and subscribe. It helps us a tremendous amount. But thank you all so much for enjoying the show as much as we enjoy doing it. Go ahead.
So Iman and I went shopping probably Sunday or Monday, and we were out at Target. And look, I see a lot of interesting things when I'm out at the supermarket. This one just happened to take the cake for the day, and it was good enough for me to write down. So there was an older woman, I'd say probably between 70 and 80, and she was driving one of those automatic carts, right?
Segway?
No, not the. It's not a Segway. It's a
Segway is the thing you stand up in?
Yeah, it's the two-wheel one.
The Segway is the two-wheel one.
Yeah, it's the one with the thing in the middle, and you lean forward and back.
Yeah, so the what are those things?
It's an electronic cart.
Rascals.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they're called Rascals.
Okay.
Google it.
You Google it.
You Google it.
You Google it.
You Google it.
Anyway.
I'll Google it.
So she was driving, apparently, a Rascal. And it had the cart attached to the front of it, right? And she's driving around, and she's hitting a lot of things.
No.
Hitting a lot of things, running the cart into it. Trying
How old
to,
is she?
Between 70 and 80.
Okay.
Were you I said that at the top. And so she is like hitting things with the front of her cart and the on the front of it. And she's also taking like too tight of turns and like hitting the wheels on like a lot of different stuff. And we were got behind her. And at one point she gets to a lane, and then she stops, or an aisle, and she stops and goes in reverse. And it's just beeping so loud, but she can't back up very fast because they go faster. Rascal scooter. Okay.
Is that what
No. It was one of the ones you get at Target. So an upgraded Rascal.
Yeah.
And she's backing up, and it's got that crazy like beep, beep when she backs. So it's like beep, beep. It's so loud. And she's backing up. I mean, backing up slower than a snail could go. It was amazing. And she was backing up for like,
was she looking over her shoulder?
No, she was blind backing up for like a good 30 seconds. At that point, she was like, hey, if anybody's behind me, you should move.
Yeah.
And we were. And so we went around her, and then she finally takes a turn and she hits another corner. And I look into her cart and I go, God, hard candy, original Werther's, and a giant bottle of Smirnoff.
Is that what she had
in her cart? And Iman looks at me and goes, is she fucking drunk driving right now?
Oh, I can't wait to be that age and I can just do that.
I walked away and I was like, yo, that was amazing. Iman was like, no wonder she's hitting everything. Like, she's blastered.
By the way, I'm not going to lie to you. Let's hypothesize a little bit. In my brain, those two purchases are one of two things is happening. Excuse me. Either you're putting the Werther's candy in the vodka.
Nope.
Okay, just let me finish before you.
Sounds cool. You think an 80-year-old woman's doing this?
To give the vodka a butterscotchy taste.
Okay.
If those are the only two things. Or she is going to fucking just raw dog that vodka and then throw a butterscotch in her mouth to try to kill the smell just in case she gets pulled over on her Segway scooter.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about it. And in all honesty, I think she looked in her liquor cabinet and was like, nah, I'm out of vodka. I should probably go to the store. And she gets to the store and she's just driving around hammered in that cart. And she goes, that sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
And I just picture going back to her apartment and her having just that bottle of that vodka and just 70 full bags of Werther's originals. Cause every time she goes to the store, she thinks she's out or that would be good. But what? She buys a new bag every time she goes.
Let me ask you a question. And I think that's hilarious because is there an item in your house? So if I don't write a list down,
mm-hmm.
there are a few items that I'll always walk by and go, do I have that?
Yeah.
Are there a few items that you end up always, you're like, oh, I got four of these fucking things in the house.
Well, we buy a lot of milk on purpose because Iman and I really like milk, and she has a specific brand of milk that she likes.
Yeah.
But so we usually have, no joke, like 2 to 3 of them in the fridge at all times. Also, because they don't go bad for like 4 months.
Yeah.
So we can just kind of stock it.
Okay.
The last month she had me making her that like spicy, creamy, vegan ramen broth.
Yeah.
So every time we went to the store to buy more supplies, I was like, do we need more vegetable broth? She goes, yeah, I think so. And I went back and I went to go put it in the pantry and there were 6 of them. And I was like, what the fuck, man? She goes, oh, I was looking in the fridge for the ones. I go, yeah, but I've been putting them in the pantry. So we don't need any more. We have like 4 more left. So we got to use them.
For me, it's olives.
Oh, and eggs.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
I always buy eggs thinking my eggs are bad. and then going back home and the eggs aren't bad.
I know how much eggs I have because I eat 6 eggs every morning. So I know exactly.
You eat 6 eggs?
Every morning.
Actually?
Yeah.
How many eggs do you buy at a time when you go to the grocery store?
18.
So that goes for, that gets you good for 3 days.
3 days. Well, it depends if your mom's having any. But I probably, usually she doesn't.
So maximum 3 days.
Max 3 days. Sometimes.
So do you go to the grocery store every 3 days for eggs?
Yeah, easy.
Why don't you just buy a crap ton of them?
Well, I did.
Because they're so expensive. Especially at Whole Foods. You're shopping at Whole Foods. That shit's expensive.
You know what, though? You know what's crazy? Is that it's not that much more expensive than other places anymore. Is it?
This is how I know. Like, this is my hot take.
I mean, it is more expensive than, like.
This is how I
guess accumulatively. We just don't buy. Here's the reason why I don't feel it's at that much. I'm not shopping with 3 kids. It's just your mom and I.
Right. But 3 bags of groceries at Whole Foods compared to 3 bags of groceries at Trader Joe's.
Sure. Yep.
Or at Ralph's.
Yep.
Or
sure.
At Albertsons.
Yep.
Is a difference.
Yes. For that.
By the way, that's like for me and looking at it, like that's how I know. Because you guys always used to shop at Whole Foods. But that's how I know things are going up is because you've kicked Trader Joe's to the curb and now you're only shopping at Whole Foods.
I don't even know where Trader Joe's is here.
That's my point. That's how I know. Because like I love the tip speech you do on the weekends. Yeah. And you're like, because I'm now one of those people, right? Like where an extra couple of bucks isn't that much to you.
Yeah.
That's how I also know you're one of those people now is because you shop at only Whole Foods.
Are you calling me one of those Whole Foods people?
100%. If you're going to Whole Foods every 3 days just to buy eggs.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You go in for just eggs, but you buy how many other things?
You know what I was in the parking lot eating?
How many times? Yeah, you told me an avocado.
I was eating an avocado.
Which, by the way, is delicious, though, so I can't bag on it.
Dipping sugar-free beef, grass-fed beef jerky into butter.
What are you, a caveman?
I was just in there.
You're like a legit caveman. You're a modern day caveman.
I honestly,
you're like the Geico caveman who lives in modern day life and is just so out of date.
I was hoping that you were going to pull up and then I saw your car.
Oh, I beat you.
And
here.
Just see me scooping butter because I had the spreadable, scooping butter onto beef jerky and putting it on an avocado and just putting it
in my
mouth.
You are a Neanderthal. What the hell? But you know what I'm amazed I haven't seen you do yet? There was a huge trend of people going to Erewhon, that place in LA that you love.
Cheers.
By the way, if you don't know what Erewhon is arguably the most expensive grocery store I've ever been to. Ever.
Do you know how much organic rotisserie chicken is there?
It's like $25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
organic rotisserie, a roe chicken is $25. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty.
So I remember
their little bottled drinks they made in store were like $13.
Yeah.
Remember you always made me walk down there and get celery juice, which you could have just made at home.
With what?
Get a juicer. You would have saved $1,000 a month fucking not going and buying those celery juices and just making them at home.
Yeah.
You have no argument for that.
I don't.
Except you just didn't want to do it.
I this is the exact argument. Yeah. I just, you know what it was? Is that it was quarantine.
Yep.
And I was just going for easy and simple.
Yeah. And easy and simple costs way more than.
Dude, that Erewhon is legit.
Yeah.
But so the most expensive place.
100%. But so there was a trend there where people were going, Erewhon started making fried chicharron. So it was just a whole of pork fried. And people were going and buying their avocado and then just dipping it straight in.
Delicious.
And I thought for sure I would see you on that. And I still haven't seen you on that wave.
Well, we don't have Erewhon here.
Right. But I bet you can find fried chicharron.
I have to tell you, my favorite thing at Erewhon were those desserts.
Vegan desserts were crazy. Those keto bars. No, the keto bars.
Are you like, oh, we ate the shit out of those.
Sometimes I see them now and I'm like, yeah, I'll take a couple of those. Like they're so, oh my God, they're so good.
We ate the shit out of those.
Yeah. If you have a chance to go to Erewhon, don't buy anything other than their desserts. However, 2 small little donuts will cost you about
$9. Like $8,000.
Yeah.
Dude, the woman. So did she have anything else in her cart besides vodka and Werther's?
They were the only 2 things that stood out to me. There was like 2 or 3 other things in there, but like they were small.
It would be
items.
Amazing if it was vodka, Werther's, a wrench, and duct tape, and you'd be like, "What the fuck is she doing?"
Yeah, it made me laugh though. But have you seen what are like the weirdest things you've seen at a grocery store?
Oh, dude,
because there's so many. Like I've seen lots of things.
Come on,
We lived in Los Angeles, dude. Yeah. Too many. You got to narrow down weird.
No, but give me like a couple, like one of your most memorable things that you've seen.
One of my all time favorite was at a place called Rock and Roll Ralph's, which was right near Rock and Roll.
Was it an off brand? Oh no, his name was Ralph.
It was Ralph's, which is a grocery store in LA, but it was called Rock and Roll Ralph's because it was the one on Sunset before the Guitar Center near the luxury apartments, right past La Brea, in between La Brea and Fairfax. There's a Ralph's, right?
There is?
Oh yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
You're not talking about the one like near Santa Monica and La Cienega?
No. It's on Sunset. Sunset and, you know, in between La Brea and Fairfax.
Okay.
It's called Rock and Roll Ralph's, I think, because back in the day, you know, all the rock and rollers lived around there.
Oh,
and
God,
late
that
at
was
night.
The Ralph's. Right, okay. Got it. That's cool.
That's the parking lot that I used to put you guys in the trunk in.
Oh, and drive around at night.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That's also the Ralph's where every day we would get one meal a day there that we didn't pay for. I would bring you guys to the hot food section and you guys would order whatever you wanted. And then I would just walk you around the store in the cart until you finished your food. I would leave the cart at the other end of the store and we would walk out. And Trevor asked me one day, he goes, "Are we stealing?" And I said, "Do you have anything in your pockets?" And he said, "No." I said, "We're good."
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. The hot food ladies, they had caught on at a point in time. And honestly, they knew. I mean, they still printed the price and all that because they had to. But they understood that I wasn't paying for that.
Nice of them to let that slide.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm sure every day somebody found empty containers. I got to a point where I was like, all right, I don't want to be a thief, but I know this hot food costs them probably total
not that much.
$5, $6. Yeah, yeah. But it would cost me total $20 and I just didn't have it.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But I was at that Rock and Roll Ralph's and maybe I'll tell you, it's my favorite thing I've ever seen. Okay. A dude straight up, just when I say shoving things in his pants and jacket to where when he was getting ready to walk out, he looked like the Marshmallow Man.
That's so funny.
He was because he had all this plastic.
Yeah, all this plastic in him.
And the security guard stops him and goes, "Hey." I was like, "Yeah, just completely like nothing." He goes, "Yeah." He was like, what's under your jacket?" The guy was like, "Nothing." He's like, "You don't have anything?" And he told him, he goes, "No, I got a gland problem." And the guy was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, I got a gland problem. Sometimes I swell up." The guy was like, "But just from nothing in the face or neck, just from the, and all over the body, but it's kind of lumpy, you know? And how come you're making that noise?" And the guy was like, "Well, listen, are you going to call me out of my gland problem? Because I don't think you're allowed to do that." And the guy was like, "I'm going to call you out. I'm going to say not a gland problem. I'm going to say you have $500 worth of shit." So the funniest thing was seeing this dude try to run.
When he couldn't move.
With all this stuff. And as he was trying to run, he just started shedding things. Bacon, hamburger, potato chips. And things were just flying out. He thought the security guard was going to chase the stuff. He did.
No.
No.
The stuff isn't what matters.
Yeah. No, he got the guy.
Yeah. Of course he did.
That was my favorite.
He probably didn't get very far.
No. And he ran back into the store because he couldn't run out. He couldn't run past the security guy. So he was shedding stuff as he went.
He was trying to juke him in the store?
Yo, dude.
But he left a trail.
The supreme confidence to be like, the guy be like, "Stop right here." And the guy be like, "What's up?"
Yeah,
so I was like,
a lot of balls.
That was your move.
Yeah, a lot of balls.
The wasn't me defense.
Yeah,
so maybe that was my favorite.
I love that.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. Like, you're right. Living in LA, like, it's just a lot of homeless encounters.
Yeah, you're taking. Let's take human feces off the table.
No. Oh yeah. No. No. Nothing. I haven't experienced that.
You haven't?
Nope.
Oh, for sure.
I've experienced watching a person of the transient community shit on a bus stop.
You could say homeless person.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You could say both.
Yeah, you can.
But yeah, I've seen a lot of that. But I don't know what the weirdest thing at a grocery store. I'm trying to think.
I mean, you asked me the question.
Well, yeah, because I saw something weird at the grocery store.
Oh, got it.
That's why I wanted to ask you what weird things you had seen at the grocery store. I prepped myself. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I mentally prepped.
Yeah. No, you. No, no. I'm saying I had prepped the follow-up question for what I wanted to talk about.
Got it.
Because I had the experience.
I love that you're writing things down, dude, and you have follow-up questions, and it's like.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to make sure we have shit to talk about. So.
Well, you're coming in, dude, prepared.
Very. Because I've been very unprepared for the last year or so that we've been trying to do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to.
What's the switch?
I don't know. I think I said while we were on the road last week that I'm finding myself the most driven I've ever been in my career because I'm for the first time really enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like purpose is what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Right.
Which part are you enjoying? The whole thing?
Just it's something different. I was doing the same thing for so long,
yeah,
you know, and I think having a nice change of pace and seeing a different side of the world that I was still living in, or like that I was working in, right? Because I was working in TV production and stuff like that. So I was working behind the camera opposed to in front of it. So I'm not on TV sets or anything like that, but I'm still on that other side.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not something I ever thought I'd really enjoy or want to pursue because of how scared I am or was of standing in front of people or trying to be myself or anything like that. So I think now that I'm discovering a new fond purpose.
Yeah.
That is, it's giving me a different sense of drive.
You know, I'll tell you the good thing about this.
What are you kicking?
I'm hooked. The good thing about this job is that it is different every time you do it. Not just a podcast job, but, you know, being on stage and doing live things, that variable of never being perfect because it's live, mm-hmm. and who knows what's going to happen. And maybe the wild card is the other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's what I really love about it. Dude, I went and saw Carrot Top last night.
How was that?
I'm going to tell you right now, fucking phenomenal.
Okay.
I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting him to do props for an hour and.
That's what I would have expected.
Nope.
No?
He opens with props.
Great.
He does stand up.
Like not prop stand up, like actual stand up.
It's a different style of stand up.
Okay.
But he tells stories, man.
Does he leave that trunk on stage or does he take it off?
He's got trunks.
But does he leave it on stage when he does the stand up? Because does he jump back to it every now and then, or does it just sit there?
There's like six trunks.
He has six trunks on stage?
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dude, he is, for anybody who has been
is a one of a kind.
Yo, he's so good at what he does. Nobody's even tried to do it.
Zero people have tried to do it. 100%.
I'll tell you something else.
100%
true. His road to success, they were comedy clubs that wouldn't let him do it.
That's crazy.
Yo, dude, he's so funny. And he, in his stand-up, he does a certain style that is so hard to do.
Right.
Spade does a lot of it. His stand-up is, stylistically, is close to Spade's.
Right.
It's super conversational, but he throws away those under-the-breath jokes.
Yeah.
He's a throwaway punchline. Genius at it. I cannot. Left nostril.
It's small. I don't think you can even see it on screen, but I can see it. So I don't know if they can see it. I just want to make sure you're good. By the way, we'll talk about that in a second. I have something to digress to on that.
But dude, yo, if you're in Vegas and it's not Monday night and you're coming to see me,
yeah,
this dude, and he pushes the envelope with his jokes, dude.
Does he?
Oh my God.
Nice. Okay.
He says some shit where I'm like, wowzers, not what I was expecting.
Okay. I'm in for that. Because I always thought he was kind of a clean comic because of the props.
Nope.
Oh.
And
great.
Dude, his stories and the people who have come to see his shows, and he's had a residency for 17 fucking years.
And does he still sells out?
Tuesday night, dude, that place was sold the fuck out.
17 years is astounding.
And I asked him,
sold out for 17 straight fucking years.
I said, how many times he roll over the act? And he goes, man, I don't really. He said, I'm always trying new things. So it's not like I do an hour and then get rid of it and do another hour. But then every so often I'll look back and go, oh, this is completely different than the hour I was doing 6 months ago.
or whatever, because he's constantly
moving,
bringing things in and out. He's got a warehouse full of props.
Love it. Has to, I would assume.
Warehouse.
I would assume.
Yo, dude, I was so fucking impressed.
That's awesome.
Did you see my arm? Ooh, tendonitis is bad. I'm getting some PRP. But so some good. PRT. PRP. Placement. Placento? No, not placento. PRP. Plus. Something. Placenta?
Not placenta.
No.
But it's definitely not
platelet replacement
therapy.
And that would be T. That's what I thought it was going to be too.
Wait, what was the other? What was it?
PRP.
Oh, PRP.
Placement, replacement, placement?
Platelet?
Platelet
replacement
therapy. Placement?
No. No.
Platelet replacement
positioning. Ooh.
Okay, hold on.
I'm pointer finger.
Go Google it.
Pontiac. And
give me a Google it.
Pig.
Google it. All right.
Posterior.
No, not posterior. Platelet replacement promotion. That's not it. Platelet replacement. You got it?
That. The second word isn't right.
It's not replacement?
No.
Is it platelet?
Yes.
Platelet replenish.
Nope.
Platelet regenerate.
No.
Is it re?
Nope. It's re.
Platelet ridiculous and...
Platelet rich.
Oh, platelet rich plasma.
There you go.
Fooky feeky. Nailed that. That's what I'm getting.
Yep. Celtics just officially signed Porzingis. I just got the update.
Oh, thank God.
2 years, $60 million. I don't know if that's is that the right number for him?
Yeah. Let me ask you something, dude. 60, you get $60 million on your plate tomorrow. What are you doing?
Property.
Are we still doing the podcast?
Absolutely. But okay, we're going on a vacation and doing the podcast internationally somewhere. Because with $60 million, no, not all the time, but if $60 million showed up in my bank account tomorrow, I am planning to go somewhere. We're going on a vacation. Like I'm dipping for a month.
Do you know what I think is fucked up?
I'm dipping for a month.
Have you ever heard of like that somebody putting the like money in your account and you're like, holy shit, there's $40,000 in my account that I didn't know was there. And it was like a mistake. I think you should be able to keep that. Like once it's your account.
Yeah. I think it's legally mine.
I think it's mine. And then
I think the bank should eat that and give it back to the other person.
Yeah. And if it shows up in my account and I spend it, that was in my account.
My money, my property.
Yeah. Why? And then it's not legal for you to dip into my account.
Absolutely not. But I think the bank should eat that shit.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
I agree with that 100%.
100%.
I had money show up in my account before.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
And I remember saying to your mom, it's like, and this is, it wasn't a ton of money, but this is back when we had zero money.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like $14,000 extra in our account. She was
by
like,
the way, that's still a lot of money. To me, that's a lot of money. Yeah, you know who could really use 14 grand right now? Yeah, fucking this guy. Like that shit.
It is when you get older, look, it's not a little amount of money, but you realize that it's not a
life-changing amount of money.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Not even close. Look, 14 grand right now, if I didn't touch it and only used it for rent, would be gone in 14 months, which would be awesome.
Right.
It's probably what I would do. I would probably just pay the rest of my rent.
And back when we got this $14,000, that would have taken care of probably 3.5 months of what we needed to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's substantial.
That's a lot.
Right. That is not, $14,000 does not do that for us now.
Right. But also, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is not me bragging or we are not rich, but we are just not
better off than where you are.
Yeah, we're just not in a place where 14,000, right? But back then.
But you'd still be happy about 14,000.
But dude, if I found 14,000 in my bank account right now, extra, I would spend that in post haste.
We're going to a shoe store, buying some grails.
Fuck yeah, we would.
That's what I like. Like also 60 million showed up in my bank account. I'm going and buying all of my holy grail shoes immediately. Probably spend like,
how much do you spend? Would you be
easily, if you gave me any amount of money to go into a shoe store right now, I could easily spend $100,000. I could spend $100,000 on three pairs of shoes.
Dior's.
Oh, Dior. Look, Are we, what's the budget? Where am I? What?
100 grand.
100 grand? Definitely, I'm going Dior.
The white fluffy ones?
Fluffy ones. Oh, the other Grateful Dead ones? Yeah. So I'm going Dior high, Dior low. So both of those together, because there's Jordan 1 high and a low top. The high top is 15 grand. The low top's like between 8 and 10. So let's just say 9 for right now. So right there, I'm only already at 24. I'm already a quarter of the way there.
Yeah.
I would buy probably Travis Scott shoes. I would do his lows, which are 1500. His other lows, which are 1500. His other lows, which are 1200.
Yeah.
His highs.
We're not near 100 grand right now.
Nah, but I'm just about to touch 30.
Okay.
I would do his high tops, which are 25. I would go off-white crazy. I would do the white off-white lows, Air Force One lows, 10 grand.
You sound like that dude in the Forrest black Gump ones. Listing shrimp.
You asked me what I would get. I could go on as my point.
I like Cajun shrimp. I like barbecue shrimp.
Yeah. But like I could spend 100 grand in the shoe store. Easy.
Did I, by the way, speaking to Forrest Gump, did I tell you, were we in here last week pre or post Indiana Jones?
Pre.
I hadn't seen it yet?
No.
Yo, dude, can we talk about this?
I'm not going to go see it in theaters now. I'm going to wait for it to come out on Disney Plus because of specifically what you said.
Yo, they should have named that show, that movie, Indiana Jones, Old Dudes Can't Run. It was the most disappointing. Look, man, you're asking.
He also is like 70 years old.
Older, dude. He's 80.
Is he 80?
Gotta be. Jeez. 80. Star Wars came out in 75. That is 40, almost 50 years ago, right? That's 47 years ago, 48 years ago.
80 on the dot.
This dude, look, man.
He just turned 80.
And here's what's funny is, you know movie magic. So you see them.
There ain't no movie magic fixing that guy's face.
No, dude. It's not even the face. It's the run.
It's the wrinkles also. Yo, my man
looks
old.
There's so much running in that movie. And if you see old dudes run, it's like, gah. And then I love that they bring back all the other people from the other movies.
Yeah.
But you know what they are also?
Old.
Fuck yeah. So
everybody's
now it's
just old.
Now
it's just a bunch of old people
guys
running.
Yeah. It was bad. And this is the thing.
Yeah.
This is not a Tom Cruise situation. Tom Cruise can still get it.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. No.
Those Mission Impossible trailers, dude.
Look, by the way, I'm going to tell this right now. You know, minus the Scientology shit. Tom Cruise is a goat. I don't want to hear it. Bro does all of his own stunts.
Who's arguing Tom Cruise not being a goat?
Probably a lot of people. I'm because of the roles he plays. But I'm going to say,
yo, dude,
Tom Cruise goat does all of his own stunts. Is you look at his repertoire of movies.
Yo, he's a legit actor, bro.
That too. And also, and my favorite point of all time, the best action runner in any suit in any movie
zero
ever.
Doubt about
Find
that.
Me someone who runs better in a suit than Tom Cruise.
Dude.
You can't.
Let's think about these stunts that he's done recently.
Bro, he drove a motorcycle off of a cliff with a parachute on his back.
Learned how to fly a helicopter.
Learned how to fly a fighter pilot.
Ran down the biggest building in the world.
Ran through a dust storm in that same movie.
Bro, he ran straight down the fucking building.
He also scaled it. Remember? Yeah, he climbed the outside
of it. Also, on the same one where he learned how to fly the helicopters, he was hanging off that cliff and shit.
What about the one where the AC-130 took off from the floor and he was hanging on the outside?
Yeah, dude, come on.
Bro, look, two best stuntmen of all time, Tom Cruise, Jackie Chan. Because Jackie Chan also does all of his own stunts.
Yeah, yep. I don't know if they're the best stunt people because I don't know. You know.
Right.
But like as far as actors.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever see that Jackie Chan movie, The Foreigner? Good movie. I really enjoyed it. Jackie Chan, he was like an older dad. He's because he's getting old, right? He was probably like 65 in the movie when it came out. And the dude still does all of his own stunts. So like, obviously he lives overseas now. Something happens where he drops his daughter off to go get a dress for like homecoming or something. An explosion goes off. It's a terrorist attack. And then it's this whole revenge plot that Jackie Chan does by himself, playing like disguised as a plumber, just going around to find the person who set off that. But also like him doing all his own stunts. When he gets hit now, like you can see like the wince is real. Like when he gets hurt now in the scenes.
Dude, he's an old guy. His body must
saying.
Be beat
it's,
up.
It's really interesting to see the evolution of it, to see him from like, it didn't look like it hurt to now it's like, this is real life.
I miss a good martial arts movie.
I miss it. I miss it. I miss a good Western.
Ip Man. You seen Ip Man? No. IP? Ip Man?
No. Whew.
Great martial arts movies.
Really? When so, it came out?
Gotta be 90s or 2000s.
Ip Man?
Ip Man.
While you're looking it up, let me just say this, everybody. This podcast is sponsored by Best Day Brewing. If you're looking for a good non-alcoholic beer, this is the best one. There's no doubt about it. This is a small, independently owned brewery. This dude is a good guy. Not only is he a really good guy and he makes the product ethically and sources it well, but it is delicious. It tastes just like beer. And if you miss drinking beer out of a can, Best Day Brewing, this is the way to go. Also, everybody, go to thebeautifulearthlife.com. Mm-hmm. Check out my wife's stuff. These,
Stop itching.
These trucker hats are so comfortable and have so many cool colors. And she also has hoodies and sweats and a canteen that we drank out of last week, which I love. Uh-huh. T-shirts, everything super good.
Yeah.
So check out those two things.
Ip Man is Donnie Yen. Donnie Yen's the...
Fucking love Donnie Yen.
So Ip Man, first one was 2008 and then 2010, 2015, 2018, and then 2019. That's five movies.
What?
All on Netflix, I'm pretty sure also.
Oh, okay.
Fire. Fire. I just like that it's just old school martial arts movie, even though it's pretty new school. But Donnie Yen is fucking awesome in it.
Did you see Extraction 2?
I didn't even see Extraction 1.
Get the fuck out of here.
Is that the one with Hemsworth?
Yo, this is maybe controversial.
Is that the one with Hemsworth?
Yes.
Though? Okay.
He may be turning into my favorite action star ever.
Don't say ever.
Ever. And I am a huge Arnold fan. Huge.
Yeah.
I am also a huge Steve McQueen fan. But Hemsworth, especially after watching his thing on Nat Geo.
Oh, the
Yo, dude, have you watched that?
No, but I forget what it's called.
Look, man, listen, I'm not, and I'm sure there are a lot of dudes who secretly think the same thing. And I'm for sure not gay, but like, if you asked me on a date, I'd say yes.
Date or just go to dinner? So the same thing?
Well, I mean, if he even said, would you go on a date with me? I would 100% go on a date with you, Chris Hemsworth. Not Liam and not the third brother who doesn't look like he belongs.
Wouldn't you hate to be that guy?
Oh, what a tough.
What a rough life that would be. You're the third Hemsworth.
Good Lord. And he's been on some shows and shit. He was on
Never seen him.
Westworld.
I don't even know what he looks like.
You might have looked at him and go, oh, is that him? Because even if he came on screen, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's a Hemsworth.
I'm literally going to type in third Hemsworth.
Dude, he's short and stocky, which is not what you're expecting from a Hemsworth. But I'm going to say, like, because, look, dude.
Rough.
Yeah. What's his name? Not Chris Hemsworth? Is that his name?
Like, this is just a rough picture for him. To have to stand in the middle of those two handsome fucks.
Yeah, you know, the problem is you got to take pictures by yourself because he's not a bad looking guy.
No, but compared in the middle of them, he looks like an eighth grader.
Yeah, he looks like an athletic Sean Astin.
Like, that looks like a fan taking a photo with them.
Yeah.
Like that.
He looks like
athletic Sean Astin is really spot on.
He looks like what I thought Chunk from the Goonies would grow up to look like.
Yeah. He kind of looks like if Richie Rich stayed looking like Richie Rich.
He looks like a guy who did gymnastics when he was a kid, but he's just kind of let himself go a little.
I'm trying to think of other ones.
Yeah, I can keep going. Yeah. But in between,
he looks like that kid Neville from iCarly.
Yeah, too.
I don't know. Only a couple people will get that joke, but let me.
In between these two guys,
he looks like a rock.
What are you doing? Like, it looks like, yeah. Well,
like, you know what it looks like, and you know what it is. It looks like the younger brother just wanting to be a part of things. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it looks like the younger.
Yeah, is he the oldest? He looks like he's the oldest too.
I don't know if you guys can see that clear enough for those watching. But
I would have to take that picture on an Apple box.
Yeah. He's just like okay. Right here, he's not in between them. You know what's crazy? Right here, he's not in between them, and he looks so much better. He looks way less of a kid in that photo.
I don't know what happened. Oh, here he is. Why can't we just get a picture of him by himself? You know?
Here we go.
This is the picture he should be taking.
He looks like Brock Holt.
Yeah, dude, this guy right here,
he looks like, honestly, can I be honest? He looks like if like Matt Damon and Stallone had a kid.
He does look like...
He looks like Matt Damon, kind of. Like they have the same eyebrows.
Yo, if he was a porn star named Matt Damon, but he spelled Damon, D-A-M-O-N-E, Damone. Matt Damone. He looks like Matt Damone, the porn star. This... Are you telling me no? He does. Yeah. He looks like...
He looks like a porn star, but I feel like we could do better with Matt, better than Matt.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what Damone is.
Okay. But or he, you know what else he looks like? He looks like Matt Damon if he decided to become a professional wrestler.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Matt Damon and Chris Jericho.
Yeah, he does.
That's who he looks like.
Or you know what he looks like? He looks like Matt Damon's cousin who stars on a ER show. He does look like he'd be a doctor in an ER show. Yeah, this dude.
Honestly, if I didn't see his body, I would. No, I'm not going to go with that.
Here's the other thing that this does for him. It doesn't show how tall he is. So this is a great, this is that the picture.
Looks like that's the one he should be using on his dating profile. Not the ones in between his two much taller and more handsome brothers.
He should never be taking pictures
bro,
with
that
his
first
brothers.
One I showed you looks so different than that one. Like it is crazy.
I mean, this is just
rough. Why? You know, they put him in the middle on purpose.
I would too. Now let
is
me
he
just
the youngest
go back
to the oldest.
He's the least fortunate.
100%.
Let me ask you something. Tell me your favorite action star and find one that is better than, let me add to the list. I'm going to kick Steve McQueen off. And here's my top three action stars for me. Ready?
Okay.
In no particular order because I haven't thought about it enough.
Yeah.
Arnold.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
Okay. Good one.
And Hemsworth. And here's what they all have. They all mix. I think they're all better at comedy than Stallone, which is why Stallone gets knocked off from it.
Yeah, you also can't really understand what he's saying.
I don't mind that, but they're all better at comedy. Yeah. So that, all right. And guys like Jean-Claude Van Damme, not good at comedy. There's some other dudes, but for me, those three, I think. I mean, I guess you put Matt Damon in there because he did Bourne. You put Tom Cruise in there?
Cruise is in there for me. Tom Cruise is in my top three, 100%. I would probably go, because this is a different generation thing. I grew up with different action movies than you did.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, like, I want to put Christian Bale in there strictly because of the Batman movies.
Yeah, I don't consider him an action star.
But he hasn't done enough action movies for me to consider him an action star, correct?
Yeah. Wahlberg?
Yeah. You know what? Mark is hard for me not to put in there, but I'm not gonna because it's hard for me not to put him in there because I love that movie Shooter.
Yeah, dude.
That movie Shooter, by the way, side story, I watched Shooter at 4 a.m. on mushrooms in our Matilaha home while you guys were out of town one weekend.
Yeah.
And all my friends passed out and I was just sitting watching Shooter at 4 a.m. until the sun came up.
Do you know I took acid and binge watched a show called Physical? Because I'm a super fan of this comic named Rory Scovel.
No.
Dude.
Did you finish Physical 100, by the way? Did we finish that together?
No, we didn't.
Oh my God. We got to watch it. Okay. Didn't you love that show?
I loved it.
Show was awesome.
I loved it. Okay. So give me the top three. So you're going.
So I'm going Tom Cruise. I'm going.
Mark Wahlberg?
No, I'm not going. I think I'd probably go Damon over Wahlberg.
Can you put,
for Bourne?
Can you put Michael B. Jordan in there just because of Creed
and Black Panther?
Yeah. And he also did like a Jack Ryan-ish type.
Yeah. I heard that was really good, actually.
He's phenomenal.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I don't think I'd put Michael B. Jordan on there. In all honesty, I'm trying to give one to an old head. And I like watching Liam Neeson in Taken. And like he's in the A-Team. And like there's a lot of things he's in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think watching him is he's not funny intentionally. But for some reason, me watching him on screen makes me laugh.
I agree.
Like that scene in Taken where it's supposed to be serious, he goes, I don't know who you are, but I have this particular set of skills.
Give me your best Liam Neeson impersonation. I'll do mine afterwards. You want me to go first?
No, I'll go first.
All right. What are we going to say?
I'm going to say that line from Taken.
All right. I'll try to imagine.
Okay. I don't know who you are, but just know I have a particular set of skills and I will find you and I will kill you. That was just me talking.
Okay. Ready? Ready for this one? I don't know who you are.
You sound more like Batman. Where's Rachel?
Okay. Okay. I don't know who you are, but I have a particular set of skills and I will find you and I will close your asshole.
What?
I couldn't remember what you said.
I will kill you.
I don't know what he would close his butthole for, but
yeah.
Why don't our dogs like to hang out with each other?
I think your dog wants to hang out with my dog, but my dog is scared of your dog because he's just so, Indy's so excited.
Dude, he is psyched.
He's psyched to, he's like, ooh, a little dog. And then he's like, ooh, Jacob. And I'm like, dude, chill out.
His whole body wax.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, chill out, please, so we can try this.
So fucking, when he sees, he's like, oh, hey, everybody.
Yeah. He's excited. He's like excited to see a little dog, but he's more excited to see me. That's why he can't contain himself.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how we can do this in a calm setting.
Yeah.
But we'll have to figure it more out. We're supposed to do a play date tonight. We'll try it tomorrow because going.
What are we going to do tonight? Tell everybody.
We're going to see Bert Kreischer tonight and a bunch of others.
It's called the Fully Loaded
Fully
Tour.
Fully Loaded Tour. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
I'm really excited to go to this.
Me too.
I'm taking some mushrooms.
I'm driving.
Did I show you the mushrooms I got? Yo, dude, these things are massive.
Can't wait. Well, I'm not doing it, but I can't wait to see them.
Yeah. Cool. Bring an extra.
Don't worry. I already planned on having two.
Okay.
Because it's gonna be. Going to give one to you and one to me so we can just have one for the night.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
Because who knows what's going to happen with me.
Right. That's why I want you to have your own thing. And then if it gets fucked up, just know, like, if it gets fucked up, bring it to me so I can fix it. So you don't, like, cause you end up fucking up all the things I roll.
I do.
Yeah, because you don't know how to light them. And then, like, instead of just putting them down and letting them burn out, you squish it really hard.
Yeah.
But it's not a paper. So the paper stays together when you try to put it out.
Yeah.
The blunt does not.
Yeah.
The blunt comes unrolled.
I did that again last night.
So you just literally just put it down. Don't even do anything to it. If you're going to do anything to it, flick out the ember. Flick out the entire thing.
That one burned so quickly last night.
Were you outside in the wind?
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, okay.
The wind, when it hits it, it's making it burn faster.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Okay.
That's why I have a place in the house where I open the window.
Let's riff for a couple minutes because we're almost done.
Okay.
On names for the tour. But first, before we do that, is there one other thing?
I want to do one thing. We went to the dog shelter the other day.
Okay.
Iman and I. Actually, that was yesterday, right?
Yep.
And my girlfriend Iman is one of the kindest people. I forget sometimes what she's been through and see the heart that she has, and it is eye-opening for me.
Amazing.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so she was like, we were at the Claw again. We went to the Claw again the other day. And she goes, what are we going to do with all these stuffed animals again? And she was like, we'll just donate it to a shelter. And I was like, okay, cool. And so we've called a shelter. And then she goes, you know, we should also ask if they need anything else. She went and spent like probably close to $250 on food for cats, for dogs, for puppies, got toys. She's looking at blankets and towels next. Like, she was like, yeah, I mean, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And so we went to two different shelters. We went to one shelter, but it wasn't a shelter with the dogs. It was just like their donation center. So we were kind of bummed about that. But the second place we went to, which is Nevada SPCA, was absolutely outstanding. And we walked in there and there's a guy named Isaiah. Isaiah, you said you listened to the podcast on the way into work. So brother, I hope you're listening to this on Thursday or Friday. Super cool. Super nice guy, super chill. And he was like, do you want to look at any of the dogs? Because we had walked around. And I go, we're not going to take one home today. But I would love to just get some like a serotonin boost and play with a dog who needs like some fun, right? So we took out three different dogs. First dog we took out, her name was Blue. And she, I think, was a pit mastiff mix because her paws were giant. But she was also 110 pounds.
Oh, my Lord.
She was a unit. I was like, man, she must be big. And then she came out of the cage. I go, oh, your owner just was overfeeding you. Like,
yeah.
She's a tank. She's a tank on legs. It is crazy. But I found out she'd just been put into the shelter in the last week because her owner had passed away and then was given to her sister. Sister could no longer care for it. So she ended up in the shelter. Behind the cage, that little muffin just leaned against the cage, put her head against it, and just wanted to be pet. We got her outside. Bullet. She's a bullet. Like, at 110, she just needs to slim down a little bit. She's about 30 pounds overweight. But so awesome. She just jumped on me and like I would just hold her on my chest and she just would stay there. The second one we looked at, her name was Perla. Another small little brown pit bull. Honestly, I almost picked her up and took her home. We went outside and I sat down and she just turned over immediately, belly up, and sat in my lap and I just held her. She was just loving and this the most adorable little thing. But and then we saw another little dachshund named Bellamy was her name, and she just wanted to sit in your lap. It was very cute.
I don't know how
you go, I don't know how you go in and not leave with an animal. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to go start volunteering, I think.
Are you?
Yeah. Because Isaiah's the eval guy. So he's the one to tell whether the dog is dog friendly or good with people or good with children or stuff like that. And I would love to go see how he does it and just, you know, have some of that, like once a month, twice a month, just go spend a couple hours at the shelter and just.
I wonder if Big Booty Judy would, and I think that's an amazing idea, dude. And I think it's important for you to give in any way you can.
I also think we should go over there and take some videos and try and get some of those dogs adopted. Because there are some little souls in there who, like, yo, if somebody wants a cuddly little pit bull, single dog home, just wants to snuggle, but also wants to go exercise, Perla is your dog.
Dude,
go get her. Nevada SPCA.
Why?
We should go blow that place up so those dogs get adopted.
Okay. Do you think Big Booty Judy, I think he's too jealous. I don't think I can.
I think he's too jealous. I don't think you get another dog. Neither can we, though. Milo is just, unless we can somehow figure out how Milo and Big Booty can get along. By the way, if we meet in the next month, if Milo starts to like Big Booty, I'm going back and getting Perla. I'm taking her. There's not a question in my mind. I will go back and take that little girl because she used to live in a home with a chihuahua and would protect the chihuahua from the doodle who would attack her.
Yeah.
But the minute she got out of the cage, she barked at every other dog in the cage, every other big dog. So I don't know. Like it was like going up to the cage and like going at it.
Well, here's the thing. Big Booty Judy. My dog is Indiana Jones, but Iman nicknamed him Big Booty Judy.
That's all we call him.
But Big Booty Judy, he's not good with dogs that are bigger than him either.
Right.
Smaller than him, he's fine.
Yeah. He really wants to meet Milo. He gets too excited.
Yeah.
And Milo, and I'm like, look, Milo gets a little scared. Look, I don't blame him. Milo's the size of Indy's leg. Like, I would be worried too. So.
Yeah, dude. Your little buddy was wagging his tail and then Indiana got closer and I was like, and he was like, he looks bigger than me.
Well, Milo corrected him with that little snap.
Yeah.
And then Indy kind of wanted to see him, but Milo kind of was skittish and he didn't bite him, but like gave him a little, hey, please don't rush me like that. So I don't know. We have to figure out how to get Indiana Jones calm.
Good luck with that.
CBD. We got to CBD him up and then like,
you're
just going to bring him to my house. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right. A couple quick. The European UK tour we're announcing. We're going to announce it next week.
Okay.
I need a name by the end of day. So here's what I've been thinking. I like the Good Times tour with Josh and Jacob.
Okay.
Family time with Josh and Jacob, although that seems a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, look, we named the tour in the States, right? Like one room, two beds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't want to do exactly that.
Campfire tour.
We could do one flat, two beds. Cause instead of a, you know, room, they call it a flat. No.
Because it won't be that. Your mom will be there. So you'll have your own room.
I hope my mom will be there.
Yeah, me too. You don't like campfire tour?
I feel like we did that for, we changed it though. We started that this year with what it was
going to be. Yeah, and we never put on the posters or anything.
Right. No, you put out a couple posters with it.
Yeah.
Anywho.
What do you think else?
I just don't know.
Two blokes and a smoke.
It's kind of funny. Smoking a pancake.
By the way, your Dutch accent got a lot of good.
Cigar and a waffle. Bong and a blintz. No, then there is no pleasing you.
Okay.
I got every anybody who had a Dutch accent approved my Dutch accent.
I agree.
So, no, in the comments. I'm saying,
I know. I saw that.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I just keep going back to the word fun or think good times or.
Because you already did a Here for the Fun special.
Yeah. Fun, funny, funnest tour. Fun, funner, funnest.
You want to do something like father son ish or esque? Like,
Father Knows Best tour.
Parental advice.
Yeah, but is it?
I don't know. Is it?
It's not.
Bring your kid to work day tour.
Bring your kid to work day.
Or bring your kid to work tour.
I don't hate that.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bring your kid to work.
Because we can just do it. You know, usually he Yeah.
I'm going to text that to somebody right now.
I'm trying to think of like father-son-esque things. Instead of parental advice, fatherly advice? I don't know.
All right. These are good ones. We'll keep it going. We're already at our hour. That one happened fast.
You want me to do plugs?
Yeah, do them.
All right. Guys, again, thank you so much for stopping by and, you know, listening to us. We really enjoy doing these. Oh, one more thing before we get out of here. I will say just on another note, as well with the purpose that I found, I used to find these when I was younger, these podcasts, like a drag. And we've talked about this before, him and I. But, you know, I now look forward to this day and this hour each week. I go writing stuff in my phone. Like I said, that newfound purpose has really given me a little bit of extra energy. So thank you guys for also giving me that energy, because without the feedback, I don't think it would be as powerful. So thank you. Comedian Joshua.
Can I say this?
Yep.
I love the newfound sense of purpose. I wish that for everybody. It changes the way you wake up every day. Mm-hmm. And so it's super cool to see it in you, and I'm really proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates and tickets. There is a ticket link at wherever show you want to go to. If you hit tickets, it'll take you to the link for the cheapest tickets. He always likes to make sure they're affordable for everybody, because we know times are tough. Josh Wolf Comedy on all platforms. Go to the YouTube page. Jake_Wolf on Instagram. It's Jake Wolf on TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on iTunes, hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a rating. We really appreciate you guys.
Email,
if you're on
email.
And the email, heymanpod@gmail.com, 3 A's in man. Email us your questions. Let us know anything you want to know. We will make sure we try to answer it. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, again, hit that little bell for notifications when we post or we go live or anything like that. Des Moines, Iowa, you are next.
Yeah.
Brunswick, New Jersey, you are the week after that. Fuck yeah.
By the way, the Tampa was amazing.
Tampa Saturday. You guys have my heart for the weekend. Thank you so much.
Fuck yeah. That Friday awesome, night awesome, late awesome. Show, the shrooms, I think I can up my game.
Well, we actually waited this time.
Yeah.
So we know, we can now know what you're actually doing instead of ballparking.
I think I can jump up to 3 grams.
I think you can too. Des Moines.
We'll find out.
Des Moines Friday night. I hope you guys come to find out. Thank you all so much. We love you guys. And hey, do something good for someone today. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for being here.